everybody. Welcome to the first very episode of the Average Joe podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Bailey, and I'm excited to kick things off today. Whether you're a diehard sports fan or you're just looking for good conversation, this is the place for you. You might be wondering, what is the Average Joe podcast all about? Well, the name says it all. This show is for the regular folks. The ones who love sports, care about their faith, and want to have meaningful conversations about both. We're not here to put everyone on a pedestal, but to talk about real issues and real people. So each week, we're going to dive into the biggest sports stories and discuss faith and life perspectives, and hopefully have a lot of fun along the way. For today's very first episode, I want to introduce the two main things we'll be conversating about on this podcast: sports and Christianity. We'll break down the latest sports, whether it's the NBA, NFL, or something else, and we'll talk about how these movements connect to our faith values, and how we live out everyday lives. After all, sports are more than just games. They teach us about discipline, perseverance, teamwork, and sometimes our relationship with God. So what can you expect from the show? Well, it's not about stats, scores. We're going to be looking at the stories behind the headlines. We'll talk about the athletes who stand out not only for their performance on the field, but their characteristics off the field as well, and we'll dig into some bigger questions. What does it mean to be a Christian in the spotlight? How do we navigate our faith when the world tells us to choose fame, fortune, and glory? All right, let's jump into today's topic. This episode is about the intersection of sports and faith. We're going to kick it off with one discussion of the most talked about athletes in recent years, Tim Tebow. The segment is called Tim Tebow, More Than Just Football. Now, if you're a sports fan, you probably know Tim Tebow's name. He played in the NFL, won a national championship with the Florida Gators, and made waves with his famous Tebowing celebration. But what makes Tim Tebow stand out more than anything else? It isn't just his athletic ability, it's his faith. Tim Tebow is known for being outspoken about Christianity, something that relatively rare in the professional sports world, where athletes are often cautioned to keep their personal beliefs out of the spotlight. But Tebow, he never hid away from sharing his faith. Whether it was the Tebowing moment, where he kneeled in prayer after big plays, or his outspoken stance for pro-life causes, he's always been willing to take a stand for what he believes in. But let's be real, it hasn't always been easy for him. There has been critics. There have been more moments where people mocked his faith. But despite that, Tebow remained grounded. For me, that's something powerful. It's a reminder, as Christians, we're called to stand firm in our beliefs, even when the world may not understand or agree with us. And it leads me to a bigger question for all you to think about. How do we, as regular people, quote-unquote average Joes, live out our faith in the world that doesn't always have to make it easy? What is it like when your beliefs are tested? And how can we stay true to our values, just like Tim Tebow? Alright, this is where we're going to go into the sports segment. We're going to shift gears and let's talk about the biggest sports story of the week. And if you've been following the MLB, Major League Baseball, you probably heard about it. Juan Soto's big contract he signed with the Mets. The New York Mets signed Juan Soto to a 15-year, $176 million contract, which is the richest in sports history. Personally, I never saw a baseball player earning that much. Back in the day when Babe Ruth was playing, I think he made... Back then, contracts were only like $100, so like barely $1 million, which is crazy to think about. And also, this week, Caitlin Clark is running away with Rookie of the Year in 2024. The NBA Christmas Day viewership. The NBA's Christmas Day viewership increased by 84% compared to the previous year, averaging 5.25 million viewers per game, which is crazy. The Washington Commanders settled a $1.3 million lawsuit against the state of Virginia. The Falcons are insuring Arthur Blank and Matt Ryan in the Ring of Honor, which is amazing. As when you think about it, I'm a Falcons fan. Pretty crazy. Matt Ryan, it was a crazy ride with him from the Super Bowl in 2016, where us Falcons fans get made fun of for it. But at least we made the Super Bowl, thanks to Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Now, while we talk about these sports headlines, it's important to remember that sports often show us more than just physical competition. For example, in this story, I see themes in perseverance, discipline, and even community. All these things, when viewed through the lens of Christianity, remind us of the importance of working together, supporting each other, and keeping our eyes on the bigger picture. Whether that's game-winning touchdowns or our ultimate goal in life, God has a purpose for us. Now, in this case, the Matt Ryan Ring of Honor thing, we can look at how the athlete or team handled challenges or overcame adversity, or even how they demonstrated their faith in the progress. What's important is that we remember to bring our values into every aspect of our lives, not just as church or when we're praying. Our next segment is how faith changes the game. Now, here's something I want you to think about. How does your faith impact you, impact the way you view sports and competition? Is there room for integrity in the world of professional sports? Or does winning at all costs reign supreme? For example, I think of athletes like Kyrie Irving, who often been open about his spiritual beliefs or the faith shapes his approach of the game. Or Stephen Curry, who's known for his faith and has issued his platform to speak about his love for God. These athletes are reminders that success isn't about stats or trophies. It's about using influence for good, serving others, and showing love in the midst of competition. So I leave you with this thought. In your own life, how can you approach competition, challenges, and even everyday struggles with the same integrity and passion for your faith? Well, that's all the time we have for today's episode of the Average Joe Podcast. I hope this conversation helped you think a little more deeply about the interaction of faith and the intersection of sports and faith, and how we can live out our beliefs in whatever we do, whether we're on the field, at work, or simply going about our daily lives. Next week, we'll dive into another sports story and talk about how it relates to our faith. So be sure to subscribe, leave a review if you liked what you heard today, share this episode with a friend who loves sports or is passionate about living out their faith. Don't forget, whether you're a professional athlete or just an average Joe, you can make a difference in this world. Until next time, keep the faith and keep playing hard.